My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Thanks so much for taking your time on a Monday to kick off what we think is going to be a really, really good week, no matter a lot of games going on this week. But, you know, last couple of weeks, walking the sidelines, seeing a lot of the players that were injured during the, whether it be the spring or the summer or just maybe in the first week of the season, you know, you kind of think the rehab, everything that goes into it, somebody who pretty much sees this every day of his life, and somebody who has been very active in sports medicine for a long, long time, orthopedic sports medicine and surgery. Dr. Lee Kaplan is kind enough to join us. Dr. Kaplan, thanks so much for taking the time. It's probably the most timely period of the year for you to be on this show, especially with football underway. And obviously, you see more than your share of injuries and rehabs and such. Again, thanks so much for taking your time.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Larry. It's a real pleasure. And, you know, we're big fans of the high school student athletes and of all the sports. And obviously, football is pretty dear to us in South Florida.
You know as well as I do. I mean, we've had, like, last week there was a kid that had an ACL injury, and obviously when there's not a major tear, they could repair it right away. Obviously, they come back. Usually, when you have an ACL and it's kind of a minor thing, what's the recovery period? Do they go through a rehab to come back? Is it usually a couple of weeks, couple of months? Because you remember when Adrian Peterson was injured and they thought it's going to be a year, and he was back in a couple of months.
Yeah, he was back closer to six. You know, right now our thought process is 6 to 9 months. And one of the things you bring up a really good point, which is how quickly you can come back, how quickly you can come back safely. One of the things that we've looked at the data from the NFL, and most players, even if they come back, they feel better the second year. So part of what you're asking, and we see this in baseball too with pitchers with, you know, UCL, Tommy John, is when in the season it happens. And so, you know, there's nothing worse than a senior in high school getting hurt, right? And so, you know, how quickly we could get him back, how quickly we can get him back safely. So we've spent a lot of time, energy, and resources. We actually just hired our postdoc, Zachary Rippick, who is between the Department of Orthopedic Surgery, Sports Medicine Institute, as well as the Department of Kinesiology and Sports Science, looking at just what you said. It's not really, you know, I need to put it back where Mother Nature had it. But once the graft is done, then it is the healing process. And then beyond the healing process, how to come back. One of the things you always think about, especially if everybody else is, you know, you get hurt and you try to come back in the middle of the season with whatever injury, is everybody else has already been practicing, playing. They're at game speed, you know, and all of a sudden you have a kid coming off injury and you're trying to get them back to do that. So we're pretty cognizant that it's not only the healing of the injury, it's getting them back so that they can optimize how they are when they play.
Yeah, and obviously every injury is different. Every person heals differently. And, you know, you look back at Willis McGahee's injury, a lot of people felt, hey, you know, there's no way this guy's going to ever play again. His knee got blown up. Before you know it, he got drafted in the NFL and he came and played. Talk about those type of injuries when your knee is pretty much gone and you have to do all total reconstruction. That means a lot of labor for the athlete to come back. You know, after the surgery, they have to get it strengthened. They have to, you know, the range of motion. Talk about that, because you've seen so many injuries, you know, that were really debilitating. I mean, almost career threatening. And they've come back. And obviously it's a mindset as well. You got to be, you know, you got to be willing to put in the time to get better. Talk about that process, especially when it's an injury. So, you know, so probably, you know, dangerous and maybe career threatening.
Yeah. We had a guy, you know, play on Saturday against FAMU who had one of those type of injuries. And, you know, when you have what you're describing as a multi-ligament injury, so you oftentimes have an ACL and then you have the lateral side of your knee or something like that as well. So you have multiple ligaments that need to be fixed. And you are right, you know, even before strengthening and allowing the healing, you're kind of battling that, letting everything heal down, but also maintaining that range of motion, especially the extension. So, you know, if somebody's knee doesn't fully extend again, they can't really run and hit full stride and all the things that are critical in a running back, linebacker, really any of our players now. And so they all, you know, I don't know if you saw Tyler, you know, chasing people downfield against Florida, but our defensive ends run like that now at the University of Miami.
Right.
So in going through all this, it's number one, very quickly figuring out what's wrong with the athlete. Number two, making sure there's no issues with nerves or arteries or anything. Sometimes those get in, you know, affected, and that changes what your timeline is and what you have to do urgently. And then really taking care of them, getting the surgery behind you, and then based on the surgery, based on, you know, how everything comes back together, that's how we dedicate our timing. Working with really outstanding physical therapists, if they're physical therapists in the community, having a high level of communication. And then I think it's absolutely critical. You know, back when I was playing and at other times over, you know, over the last 15, 20 years, we've had people get hurt. And what do? They go focus on that injury. Maybe they get rehab on that injury, but everything else is kind of breaking down, meaning they're not staying in shape, they're cardiovascular, et cetera. I mean, one of the things Coach Cristobal said yesterday in training room, Adam Bennett and I meet every week, and he said, hey, with this guy's injury, what can we do to help the heart and the lungs? And that is a thought process that is newer among coaches, I would say, you know, in terms of time. But we do a really, you know, good job, I think, at the university, but also in our clinic with student-athletes and high school kids and some of the pros are saying, look, this is a time you can actually get everything else better. Right, and try to put a positive slant on it, especially with the running backs and skill positions. At a young age, 16, 17, they may not have the best balance. So when you talk about a guy, you know, an elite guy like Willis was, getting them to focus back on, during this period of time, getting stronger, getting their core stronger, working on the other parts of their body that you know, can be affected just from shutting things down can be really important. And then, you know, you mentioned the term mindset. I mean, we get sports psychologists involved with high school kids, with college kids, you know, and we, instead of making a psychiatric or a psychologic issue, which it's not, it's obviously a big disappointment for them, but hey, this is a performance issue. How do we get you better? And what can we do that will help you with that mindset? Because, look, coming back from any injury, no matter who you are, any illness, I mean, you and I have talked about this on the sideline with other illnesses, right? You know, it takes a certain level of, you know, you got to go through the frustration part and then you got to just grind. I mean, and so it's very important that we have that conversation. And, you know, we do, I know clinically my partners and I spend a lot of times with the parents or the significant others of the student athlete and just say, hey, this is what it's going to take. And then we check in with them often, right? Because sometimes things are going well and it's never really, you know, a slope straight up. It's peaks and sometimes you take a step back, but as long as you're progressing, and that's one of the things that we've been doing more and more, we're testing them in Zach's lab, We're checking. We're checking their strength. We're showing them their progress. We're telling them what the metrics have to be successful, because we know that from other athletes, and trying to get them back to where they were before. And then even better, especially if you're dealing with, you're not dealing with a pro or a, you know, a later college athlete. If they're a younger college athlete, now all of a sudden they have Coach Feld and strength and conditioning, or they have the nutritionist that we have, you know, that helps tremendously in them getting bigger. We've had guys, you know, we compare side to side, and they tear the right ACL, and all of a sudden the left side's huge, because now they've had 3-4 months of, you know, college training table as well as the strength and conditioning. So putting that all in perspective, and then just really communicating with them and explaining. And then the other thing that I like to do is get students and student athletes, specifically with other people that have been through that type of injury before and that are either a year out or a little bit ahead of them, so they know, okay, this is what I've got going, this is where I need to be, and this is how I'm going to get better, and this other guy did it or she did it, and I can do it too.
Yeah, no doubt. Dr. Lee Kaplan joining us, University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine, a great sponsor of our show and Hurricane Hotline. And, you know, here's a question that was asked to me the other day. One of the young men had an ACL injury. I guess it was a slight tear. But what happened was he jumped in the air to catch a pass. Nobody hit him, and he came down, and it tore. How does that, you know, you can't guard against that, obviously, but do you see a lot of that?
Yeah, there are a lot of non-contact injuries. The women's sports are even more notorious for that. You know, more soccer injuries happen just cutting than they do anybody slide tackling, basketball. So what winds up happening is the knee kind of goes in like a V. Rather than landing and bending forward, it bends in, and the ACL is the first thing that goes. And, yeah, it's unfortunate. Usually it's a balance issue. You know, that athlete was probably landing, coming down, and for whatever reason didn't land, you know, in the correct mechanics they normally do, and that becomes a problem. Sometimes it's because their quads are tired, and we have pretty good literature showing that if your quads are worn out, you know, you're more susceptible, and, you know, that happens with skiers all the time. So, yeah, the non-contact injuries are actually probably more, you know, happen more often than the contact injuries.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously you take a look at, like you mentioned, skiing and a lot of these, you know, sports that, you know, just weekend warrior things. And that's probably, you see a lot of those injuries as well, where, you know, you're pretty much stagnant 5-6 days a week. And on that seventh day, you're trying to, you know, play basketball or play softball, and you're not used to, you know, keeping in shape. So obviously you see a lot of those. I can't thank you enough, Dr. Kaplan, well worth the wait. And I appreciate everything that you do. University of Miami looking good over the first couple of weeks. And certainly this could be one of those years that things turn around. And again, thanks so much for taking the time, and we'll catch up soon.
Take care. Thank you very much for having me. And thanks all you do for the high school athlete.
Anytime. Thanks so much. Dr. Lee Kaplan, as we said, U Health Sports Medicine Division, Orthopedic Sports Medicine. So happy to have him on, and certainly very informative as well. Speaking about that, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts like him treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, Coach Quentin Short from Piper will join us next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.